great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Today we're talking about the book Signs of Pride, Wisconsin Towns and Their Claims to Fame, with author Callan Hardy. And he'll be with us in just a couple of minutes. But speaking of signs of pride, the pride of South Dakota.
Originally, yes, yes. Although I've been in Wisconsin for a while now, Larry. Well, we really do consider this home.
You're the pride of South Dakota, but we're proud to have you as the interim director of our talk network. So, Keely Baltina, welcome. Nice to have you with us today to help out on this drive.
Thanks, Larry. I'm excited to be here during the show.
Well, I tell you what, the largest source of funding, you probably know where it comes. It comes from listeners just like you, and this drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So I hope you'll take that important step right now. Make when you donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Keely, we always have goals.
We do. We set goals for each hour of our member drive because they help us stay on track financially, because if we meet the goals or surpass them, we know we're in good shape. If we don't quite meet them, that tells us maybe we need to work a little bit harder to help people understand what we're up against. This hour, we have a goal of 25 gifts. You don't have to be all 25. You just got to be one. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's what happens when you donate. You will join more than 50,000 other members, and pooled together, your support makes up the largest source of funding for our programs.
Yeah, your support is powerful. You make it possible for us to bring all of the WPR programs you enjoy to your radio, to your stream, and you provide that for so many other people in the community as well. Make your gift now. You choose the amount, then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today isn't your ordinary Tuesday. It's $10 Tuesday, and you can ask for your new WPR baseball cap, which I'm wearing right now as I speak. When you give $10 a month or more, it's light green. Do I look okay in it?
You look great, Larry. It really works with your WPR shirt, too. You got that retro logo, front and center.
Yeah, I've got that. And it's, you know, that logo is kind of nice to have that Wisconsin Public Radio logo in there. It's a great gift. In fact, I'm going to actually do an extra gift to get a second one because I don't know if they're going to ever be offered again. Who knows? So this is a special deal, and it's only available today at $10 Tuesday. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Margot Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potasek from Madison.
I grew up listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I listen at home. It's on the radio when I wake up. I listen in the car on my way to and from work on the weekends if I'm cleaning, rarely, but I listen to it then.
I walk an hour a day, so when I'm walking, I listen to WPR on my phone. I used to listen to books. I'd download them, but I'm finding that listening to WPR, that's when I'm getting these topics that I didn't know that I was interested in.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click Donate. Thank you.
A couple of different ways you can donate. You certainly can go to WPR.org and make your contribution, or you can phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support, and your contribution of $10 a month could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
It does. Every kind of turning point in the year, it's fall now, I just think, oh, things are going to slow down. Like, it's going to be easier. I'll be able to get on top of this.
No.
Not once does it work, Larry. Not once. And so when you think about your very busy schedule and all the things you're trying to accomplish on this Tuesday, know that supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is easy to do with just a few minutes of your time. We need your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you want to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Our goal is 25 gifts this hour. Meeting that goal is important because we set the goals to make sure that we're on track to generate the funding we need, the funding that allows us to bring you the programs you rely on. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And it is $10 Tuesday, and you can ask for your WPR baseball cap when you give $10 a month or more. Wear it and show off your support to the WPR programs that you value. And it's only available for $10 a month today, $10 Tuesday. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Lamar in Delavan says, we are huge fans of so many of your programs, particularly Larry Mueller, and to the best of our knowledge. Hey, Lamar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lamar. What about you? Your gift right now, so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Well, I have enjoyed this book so much that we're going to be talking about today. The title of it is Signs of Pride, Wisconsin Towns and Their Claims to Fame. And the author is Kellen Hardy, and he's looking right at me from across the table as we speak. Welcome, Kellen, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
He's written 10 published books. He's dozens of plays and other works. It's great to have him with us to talk about his book. And I'm wondering, how much do you know about your hometown's claim to fame? Tell us what's on your city or your town's welcome sign. Join in. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or email us to ideas@wpr.org. Kellen, what's the background? How did you come up to put this book together? What inspired you?
Well, I've always been a Wisconsin fanatic. I've lived here pretty much my whole life, and my ancestors moved here almost 200 years ago in a couple years. So I've always been fascinated with the state, and I'm also a trivia buff. So for years, I would see signs as I was entering towns saying birthplace of this or home of that. And it always intrigued me. So I had started putting together a list many years ago on my website. And then I as it grew, I thought, well, this could be a very interesting book if I explain why this place is called the birthplace of whatever it might be, or why they consider themselves the capital of whatever fish it might be, because there's a number of fish capitals in the state.
Walleye in there, there's muskie in there, there's an odd one or two as well.
Catfish.
Catfish. Is there a buffalo in there? A sheep head, maybe?
Sheep's head, yes.
Sheep's head? Yeah.
Sheep's head.
Yeah.
and not the card game, but the fish.
Well, what's your favorite one? Is there a favorite?
I have a couple that, as I was writing it, that I found that were new to me that I really enjoyed. One of them was Oxbow, Wisconsin, O-X-B-O, and that is the tick capital, which you would think for Wisconsin, nobody would want to claim that. But the reason they claimed it is because every year they have a tick race. It started in a bar back in the 1960s when a man found a couple ticks on himself and put them in the center of the bar and let them race to the edge of the bar. So every year, people bring in ticks, at 150 people. If they don't have one of their own, they can pay a dollar and get one. And they put them on a piece of paper with a circle, and whichever one gets to the outside first is a winner, and the other one gets smashed by a gavel until there's none left. And then the winner gets the whole pot, however many people put their dollar in. And the winning tick gets smashed after it's all over.
I wonder how they keep track. Do they put numbers on the ticks, or?
I'm not sure about that part.
Well, that's pretty cool. I wonder if they have tick T-shirts.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit. I love that one. Another one. Monica, was that another of your favorites?
Yes. In fact, I was just going to mention that one. There's a man named Frank Kovac who, with a high school education, built only the third mechanical planetarium in the world. And for those who might not know, a mechanical planetarium is actually one where the planetarium moves around the audience. Instead of projected images, the building moves around the audience. He hand-painted over 5,000 stars. He built it himself with just a little bit of help from friends over a 10-year period. And he is the one who does the demonstrations when audiences come in. You have to call in advance to see when he's doing it. It's not regularly scheduled times. And if your time fits in with that, then you can go and watch him, you know, explain the stars. It's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And I haven't attended one of those yet. And I really would like to do it. It is fascinating town. You know, seems like every town has a claim to fame of one sort or another. Where do they display them? They're usually kind of as you come into town. Is that it? Or
typically, yes. Some of them don't have their own billboards or signs. It might just be an historical marker. A few of the ones that I included in the book have no sign at all, but they have such a claim to fame that everybody recognizes that I felt I had to include them. But most of the time it is right as you enter the town, and it'll usually be on both ends of the town. If it's a small town, it'll be on, you know, the entrance and the exit both, or the entrance from that way and the exit the other way. And so that way, when people are coming into the city, they see it.
And, you know, another part about the book, which I found kind of fun, too, is that you've got famous Wisconsinites or in one form or another in your book. And I was looking through the names, and I thought, well, there's three names. I'm going to be interviewing all three of them at the same time on October 17th. Jim Abrams and the Zucker brothers.
Oh, nice.
Are going to be on the show on October 17th to talk. They wrote a book about the making of Airplane, the movie.
Oh, my. What a great movie.
And all three of them are listed in your book.
Yeah, I decided that an appendix listing some famous Wisconsinites would be interesting. And we have so many odd state symbols. I also included a list of all of the Wisconsin state symbols in the appendix as well.
Callan Hardy, our guest today, we're talking about all those famous things that are associated with towns across Wisconsin. Maybe you've got a question or comment. You can join in. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. I wanted to highlight a few of the towns I found interesting. Siren, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was a very interesting story. I was wondering why they were called the lilac capital of the world. I have a lilac bush outside my house. I mean, they're all over the state. So it turns out that the original name of the town was Syren, Wisconsin, S-Y-R-E-N. It was named by the first postmaster, who was one of the founders of the town, I believe. And Syren is the Swedish word for lilac. So he had walked out the door of his house one day, and there were lilacs all over the place, and he thought that would be a pretty name for a town. So he named it Syren, and then the U.S. Post Office assumed that he was misspelling it, and they changed the spelling to S-I-R-E-N. So that's how they got their name.
So the lilacs, and I know we've even got, who is it? Columbus is the Redbud City.
Redbud, yep, because of all the redbud trees.
So there's plants involved in all of this as well. It's really a lot of fun to talk about, and I've got questions about a whole bunch. I wanted to go through all three of the cities that where I conducted my PhD research a long, long time ago, and we'll get to that. But first, I want to talk to an MBA person, Keely Baltina.
Larry, you're just pulling out all of these details of my background that I wasn't aware you knew and kept in your brain.
Well, I'm trained to learn these things.
I should not underestimate you. I hear it. I get it.
Keely's here to help me remind you that we're in our fall member drive, and you rely on WPR for informative, interesting discussions And we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Well, that's because listener support makes up the largest source of funding for WPR programs, programs like The Larry Mueller Show. That is why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference. Give at WPR.org, or you can use the phone, call 888-202-2552.
And as Keely mentioned earlier, we do have a goal. The goal is 25 gifts, and I want to thank you so much if you've already given.
And if you haven't, now is the time. No judgment here from Larry or from me. Now is the time to join in at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Because your gift makes the programs that you value possible.
You'll be the pride of Wisconsin when you make your contribution. Every Member Drive listeners from all over the country and even the world reach out to support WPR. We have callers from Texas, Alaska, Japan, Germany, where else? Lots of places anyway, and they all tell us they found something special here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I also feel like there are a lot of Californians that often tune in and let us know that they're listening. And
New
gathering.
Zealand, too. Oh, we get calls from New Zealand.
That's just incredible, the reach. And it really is your support that makes WPR what it is. This resource that you enjoy, one that people can treasure around the state, certainly, but then across the country and around the world. It's time for you to give. You can do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And the easiest way to make sure that your support is always current is to become a sustainer. That means that your monthly gift, it might be $10 a month, $100 a month, any amount you choose, continues month after month, year after year. You can get started right now. It feels great at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Tuesdays often get passed over as just another midweek day.
Tuesdays are always difficult just because it's not quite the middle of the week yet.
Because you still have to get up early for work.
Just kind of middling while not being the middle.
Tuesdays are so early in the week that I find myself cranky, wanting lunch at 11 a.m. and in desperate need of a nap.
Who doesn't love tacos on Tuesdays?
I'm tired of Tuesday dominating our tacos, and I think it's about time we give more tacos to the rest of the week.
It's not the weekend, it's not hump day, they're sort of neutral.
This member drive, that's about to change. Today is $10 Tuesday. Your chance to ask for the WPR baseball cap when you give $10 a month. This special offer is only available today, so give now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our shows, and that's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really has an important impact.
Think about where you spend your money. You might spend $20 going out for drinks or for dinner. Maybe you do that every weekend. In the greater scheme of things, $20 isn't that much of a big expense in your pocketbook, especially if you're doing that maybe just once a month.
And that's why we ask you to give $20 a month for your WPR listening, perhaps on its own. Doesn't feel like a lot, as Keely said, but when you give it monthly, it really adds up for the programs that keep you informed and inspired every day. So make your gift right now. Let's say $20 a month, or you choose the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you've never given before and you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. The fact that we're talking to you right now and you're hearing my voice, that is your sign to donate. When you spend this much time with WPR, it means that it's important to you.
And you are important to us because we are listener-supported here at WPR Radio. We count on financial participation from people like you, people who care about independent news, conversation, music, and your gift. Say $100 or $10 a month. Whatever amount feels right to you really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And hey, with that suggestion of $10 a month, no, it's $10 Tuesday. We've got that special offer where today only for $10 a month, you can ask for the WPR baseball cap. You're supporting the WPR programs you love, and you're adding this stylish hat to your wardrobe. So act now. It's yours with your gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, you could become one right now. Easy to set up. We'll make ongoing monthly donations to provide reliable support for the programs you love. You can do that at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Brody and Nina says, I love tuning into WPR knowing that I'll always learn something new, whether it's information that helps me with a house project or a different perspective on the headlines. Brody, I think I can fairly say that the Larry Mueller Show is one of those places where we try to provide that, and I think we do provide that every day. Thank you so much for your support.
Join in. What about you? Join in with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Taking a look at the book Signs of Pride, and it's written by Callan Hardy, who's with me in the studio today, and it is a great, really fun read about the claims to fame that many communities here in Wisconsin take. And as we talk with him, I hope you'll join in. Maybe you got a question about your own town. What's its claim to fame, or someplace that you visited, wonder about it. Or maybe you want to test his knowledge. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Or you could email us, email address, ideas@WPR.org. Ideas@WPR.org. Let me test you out on Soldiers Grove in Crawford County. It's the nation's first solar village.
Yep.
Tell us that history.
The history of that is that the way the town was originally settled along the Kickapoo River, they were subject to pretty bad flooding over the years. They had a number of floods in the 1900s, I think seven big ones. They finally were approved for money from the federal government to build a levee. But because the town is so small, they didn't have the tax base to support the maintenance of that levee. Yeah. So it just, that money just sat there, unable to be used for a while. And then finally, somebody came up with a brilliant idea and after another one of their big floods in the 70s. Why don't we move our main street, our main district, up the hill, away
just
from the river.
The whole town.
And they actually did. And as they were planning to do that, another person, and I'm sorry, I don't know that person's name, but another person or group of people came up with the idea that if we're going to build all new buildings up the hill, let's make them solar. And this was back in the 1970s, so a little bit forward thinking for the time. So they did that. All the buildings in the downtown were built with solar panels, and they created what's called the nation's first solar village. Very impressive that they were able to move the whole town. That was a feat in and of itself. And then the idea of making it a solar town was just really incredible and a wonderful thing to do. And after they did this, they had two 100-year floods that surpassed the one that finally got them the money. In the early 2000s, and if they had not done that, there would
probably be
many lives lost and buildings destroyed.
Oh, man. And their tenacity, man.
Yes.
You see a lot of that in this state, don't we?
We do. It's, you know, I've always admired the people of this state and the way we handle things. It's the people there, and it's a small town. You know, they all work together to make that happen.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, one of my favorites is Racine, Wisconsin, and I have fondness for things in Racine in particular, especially things to eat.
Yeah, you must be referring to Kringles. Racine is, first of all, it's known as the most Danish city in the country. At one point in the 1800s, 10% of all Danish immigrants in the entire nation were in Racine, Wisconsin. Oh. Which is amazing.
Yeah.
because of that, they brought a lot of their culture and their food with them, including the kringle. It's really an Americanized version of the true Danish kringle. It's basically a fruit pastry with many, many layers of dough in the center filled with different kinds of fruit. They're known all over the country for those kringles. The people that make them there ship them all over the United States and actually worldwide because they're so tasty, for one thing, and so well known.
Yeah, they're so good. I was lucky enough. I had a friend who wrote stories for travel and that sort of thing, and she took me on a trip to Racine to do a story on the kringles of Racine. So we got to go to all the kringle places, and I got to try kringles at every one of the famous places.
Nice. And there's several.
Yes, there are.
Quite a few that make them.
I was pretty darn full of kringle by the time I got done with that.
Yeah.
It was really a lot of fun, and it's actually kind of a fun little place to visit and go and do your own little tour.
Yeah, it's a nice
kringles.
City.
Yeah.
I could think of worse things, to have happen than to be forced to eat a bunch of kringles.
Oh, man. Calvin Hardy, our guest today. It's great to have him with us. Signs of Pride is his book, the subtitle, Wisconsin Towns and Their Claims to Fame. It's a tour of the wacky, historic, and heartwarming stories that make small-town Wisconsin unique. And believe me, it's a lot of fun to read his book. You want to join in? Give us a call. I hope you will. Maybe a question or a comment or a little story of your own about your community. Number to call, 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us. The email address, ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. We have state soils, and we've got state rocks, and red granite, I think, is home of Wisconsin state rock, is it not?
It is, yep. Red granite is our state rock. The town was originally not named Red Granite, but after some large companies discovered that the soil wasn't much good for farming because there was red granite underneath it, they decided to start working on getting that out of the ground. At the time, it was mostly used for roads, which I didn't realize that was something that could be done.
Well, it's granite. It's pretty tough.
It's very tough. And when we started using asphalt and cement on roads, then the demand for the red granite went down the tubes. And so those companies all pulled out eventually. And the old mill pond is now a swimming hole. But
which is okay, too.
Yeah, but that town was pretty wealthy for a while because of the red granite that they had there. It's a natural Wisconsin rock, which is one of the reasons it was named our state rock. I think it was in 1971. Could be wrong about that, but it's been quite a while.
Yeah. Dot in Manitowoc has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Dot.
Good morning. I'm from Manitowoc now, but originally from Sheboygan. And when I was younger, I saw a sign. This was on Georgia Avenue in Sheboygan. It's a viaduct. And right under the viaduct, it said, the worst city in the United States. And I thought it said the worst, like how awful it is, but it's the worst. And it took me many years to figure that out. I thought, well, that was very clever of them to put that on. But nevertheless, I misinterpreted that as the worst instead of the worst. That is my story.
That's very funny. Yeah, Sheboygan is the bratwurst capital of the world. They're known all over for that. A surprising thing about Sheboygan is it's also known as the freshwater surfing capital. Surfers come to Sheboygan and surf in one of the Great Lakes just because of the way it's situated. And a lot of them do it in the winter, which seems crazy to me. But they have to wear very protective gear because of how cold it is. But
they get better waves in the winter.
They do, but it's a real challenge. But you know, adventure seekers like that challenge. So freshwater surfing capital of the world, as well as the bratwurst capital.
The worst city in the world. I can remember Sheboygan, a gal from Sheboygan was named Miss America.
Oh, really?
Long time back. And she said, I'm from the worst city in in America.
Was that Terry Musin?
Yes, I think that's correct. Somebody from Sheboygan will call and correct us if we're right. wrong. I'm pretty sure of that. Oh, man. And William in Barneveld. Hi.
Hi. I just have one comment and one question. I just want to remind people that Racine is famous not just for Kringle, but for Frank Lloyd Wright's extraordinary S.C. Johnson wax building, which is now part of a UNESCO World Heritage designation. Yeah. And the question is, I live just outside of Barneveld, and it's, you know, very famous for the tornado that destroyed the town in 1984. Was it famous for anything else before the tornado?
Not that I was able to find. So it very well could be. There may be people, you know, who grew up there who would say that we have always been known for X or Y. But in all my research, I was not able to find anything on Barneveld.
I certainly remember the tornado, but I don't remember. Well, if somebody's listening from Barneveld, why don't you call us up? if you have a claim to fame, aside from the tornado, which was a terrible, terrible thing, I hope you'll join in. So stay listening, William.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on that. Maybe we can find something more out about Barneveld. We're going to find something more about our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive, too, because Kaylee Bautina's run back into the studio. She's all fired up to talk some more about the funding. Your support, it's the essential piece of funding for all the shows you enjoy here at WPR. Listener support's our largest source of funding for our WPR programs. And this drive, I hope you'll take some action. You make the programs possible. When you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This hour of The Larry Mueller Show, we have a goal of 25 gifts. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't given yet, now is the time. When you give, you fund all of the WPR programs that you count on. So join in at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Having some fun talking today with Callan Hardy about his book. And it's a great book. And one of the things we try to do on this hour or hour and a half of our day is to highlight Wisconsin authors, highlight books about Wisconsin. And, you know, I think it's kind of enriching to know we have so many wonderful authors and so many stories about Wisconsin. And I think it makes us a bit unique here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And here we are, we're listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org, or maybe a phone 888-202-2552, you make this program and frankly many other programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and make your gift.
Larry, I love that when talking about the show, you went to this very genuine, heartfelt place. And what's in my mind is today we talked about tick racing and how they might have tick t-shirts. And what about the uniqueness of these places? I mean, it is the joy and the entertainment that I think sometimes we forget about. I think people think about WPR and they think, ooh, it's very informative. It's very educational. And that's true. But we also incorporate excitement and fun. And that is something that maybe you don't expect in every moment, but that we make sure that we're delivering. Think about how much that kind of entertainment, that surprise, that knowledge is worth to you. Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount. I mean, a dollar a day is a pretty great value. It's certainly less than a cup of coffee. I mean, go to a soda machine. They're asking $2 for a 20-ounce. That's sometimes $2.50. I mean, this is a great value.
It's $2.50 right here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I can tell you that.
Bring your own caffeine.
You know what? A dollar a day, what does it come up to? $30 a month, unless it's February, and then it's $28 or whatever. you can set this up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or your charge or your card or credit card. Make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Jane from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm a sustaining member and a plan giver. I love Wisconsin Public Radio. As a matter of fact, I can't imagine my life without it. When I get up in the morning, Wisconsin Public Radio keeps me company while I get ready for the day. When I'm in the kitchen making a meal, Wisconsin Public Radio is always on, and I cannot imagine a weekend without the entertainment of Wisconsin Public Radio. Being a sustaining member has simplified my life because every time the fund drives would come on, I would think, oh my goodness, I have to get out my checkbook. Now I breathe easy knowing that I'm already a supporter. I would encourage you to consider doing the same for something that is such a vital resource for our community.
And to do that, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Keeley Baltina. Your support during our fall member drive makes the shows you rely on possible. And your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we have a special offer today. If you take that advice and go with $10 or $20 a month, you can get the WPR baseball cap as a thank you gift. Larry's wearing it right now, so I can just describe it while looking at Larry Mueller. It's a lovely earth tone, light green cap. Larry's wearing it with the bill to the front, although you could turn it around if that's how you choose to wear your caps. It's got a retro radio on the front with orange buttons. It says Wisconsin Public Radio. This cap is available at $10 a month or more on $10 Tuesday. So give now.
And I've already talked myself into getting another one. I might as well do it today and add to my normal contribution. I'm going to put another $10 a month in on my contribution and get myself a second one. The old one had a big hole in the top the top of the cap. And somebody in promotion said, what are you wearing that cap for? And I said, well, it's the only one I got. And she came back with this one, which is just a tester hat.
Oh, you got in on it early, Larry.
Well,
I got a free one.
Which is, we always pay, believe me, we pay for everything. Mm-hmm. Any T-shirt mm-hmm. you see me wearing, I paid for it. The caps. This is my first free one.
Right. Well, that's
exciting.
But
it was defect.
And well,
it looks defective.
It looks lovely. And I think, what you're underscoring is that we believe in what we're doing, too. We're not just sitting here asking you to contribute. We also give money to WPR. We also believe in this mission. It's why we're here. And we appreciate you joining in. WPR.org or the phone number, Larry.
The phone number is 888-202-2552. Oh, nice note from Anthony in Muskego. Did you see that?
Yeah, it says Larry's guests are the best, and the conversation is fun and informative. Thank you for decades of great radio.
Well, I hope you can join in now with your gift. It's so important. You can give at WPR.org, or if you want, go to a phone, 888-202-2552, and thank you. We are having a good time today on the Ideas Network on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Larry Mueller, and my guest today is Callan Hardy, and he has written the book Signs of Pride, Wisconsin Towns and Their Claims to Fame. Lots of great stories, heartwarming. Some of them are really wacky. There's a lot of history involved in the book as well, which I really like a lot. And but it's really fun to read. You can join in too, mate. Where's your town? What is it known for? Or do you have a question about another town in the state? I hope you'll join in. Maybe a good story to tell us. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Or you could email us the email address ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. There are a ton of towns in this book of yours, but you're already working on a second edition, as I understand it.
Yeah, I realized after it was put out that there was one that I completely forgot that really should have been in there. And in doing research on that, I found another one. And then a week after it was published, I saw an article in the paper that La Crosse, which has the world's largest six-pack, used to be Old Style, then they changed it to Lager, and they just changed it back to the original.
Yeah.
And that was after the book was out, so I'll be correcting that. So if I get enough input from folks around the state who have additional towns that I should include that aren't in there, I will do a second edition and add those in.
Back in the day when I was a young man and drank more beer then than I do now, I used to drink Old Style. All of us did, because the Old Style Giant Juniors were 8 ounces when all of the others were 7 ounces.
Makes a
big
difference.
So you got an extra ounce of beer every time you had an Old Style. And it tasted pretty good, too, to be perfectly honest. Mark and Bloomer, what's on your mind?
Did you know that Bloomer, Wisconsin was on the Johnny Carson show for jump roping?
I did. Yep, it's in the book as the jump rope capital of the world. And it does tell that story about the Phi Ed teacher and his student on the Johnny Carson show talking about that. The town became pretty famous nationwide because of that.
It was just because of that teacher and the student getting started.
Yep. The teacher, I can't remember. Do you remember the teacher's name?
Mark,
caller?
Do you remember the teacher's?
No.
I don't, but it's still big. The kids still do jump roping all the time.
Oh, yep. Well, what better exercise? What the heck, you know?
And that's why he started it, as a way to show them that that's good exercise. And so he started this contest, which they do every year. Schools from all over the state send students there to compete.
That'd be a fun thing to watch.
It would.
You know, I don't know the date. We don't know the dates of that off the top of our head of when they have that contest, but that'd be a cool one to see. Mark, thank you. Appreciate it very much. You can join in, too, 800-642-1234. You could email us. Oh, Keeley is so smart. Wally Mormon.
That's it.
She handed me the information so to make me sound smart, but I wanted to give her the credit for looking it up, to be perfectly honest. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Email us to ideas@wpr.org. Well, before we go back to the phones, Reedsburg is the butter capital of America.
Yep. They don't really claim it anymore. But back in the 50s and 60s, they had a dairy place there that produced more butter than anywhere else in the country. So they proclaimed themselves the butter capital of the country. But since then, that plant has closed. And so they don't really promote it anymore, but they still continue to have Butterfest every year. One of the things you might notice as you read the book is that many of these towns have festivals, weekend festivals, to honor whatever that claim might be.
Yeah, and that goes, you know, the Wisconsin, you know, we had some history there because we used to have a ban on margarine. You couldn't buy margarine in the state.
Right. It was illegal. Those of us who lived along the border used to smuggle it over for our relatives who lived elsewhere in Wisconsin. My hometown was 8 miles from the Illinois border, so those things happened. My aunt told me that at one point you had to serve apple pie with a slice of cheese on top. I don't know if that was a law or just sort of a thing that happened, but...
Cheddar, by the way.
Yes.
It was cheddar cheese.
Yep. And then they did make margarine legal back in the, I think it was early 70s. I remember that the state representative from my area was all against making margarine legal. And so they had him do a taste test.
Gordon Roselip, that
Gordon,
one.
Gordy Roselip. And he failed the test. But it turned out that the reason he failed the test was because his family had secretly been giving him margarine all those years.
For health reasons, they didn't want him to have the butter so much. Well, you know, butter just brings to mind one of the three towns, cities that where I conducted my PhD research all those years ago. And that town, one of them was Neillsville. And Neillsville is the home of Chatty Cow. But there's a better connection to this. But talk about the history of that.
Yeah, Chatty Bell was built for the World's Fair in New York, 1964, I think it was. And after the World's Fair ended, the local radio station brought her back to Neillsville. And they also brought the pavilion back, the Wisconsin Pavilion. So the Chatty Bell stands next to the pavilion or close to it. And she talks. So it's the world's largest talking cow.
What is she, like 30 feet long or something and 16 feet high?
Something like that. She's very big. And she had a child that disappeared somewhere over the years, so he's not there with her. But they had a contest to name Chatty Bell, and a young girl, first or second grader, maybe kindergartner, I don't remember, pretty young though, suggested Chatty Bell, and she won the contest. And her prize, this is so Wisconsin, her prize was 100 pounds of butter.
She got 100 pounds of butter. She's 9 years old.
Yeah.
And you wonder what the heck she did with all that butter. And Jill Nadeau said, you know, I was talking about the name Chatty Cow, and she said, well, is that back in the 60s? Remember Chatty Cathy, the doll?
Yes.
And I bet that's why that young girl, well, Jill was speculating, and she's smart. She knows what she's doing, and I think she's got the right answer for that.
That wouldn't surprise me. That makes sense. My sister had one of those dolls.
Chatty Cathy, Chatty Cow. Chatty Keeley joins us again as well. She loves to talk, and she loves to talk about our fall member drive because it's really important. Your gift makes a huge difference, because listeners are the largest source of funding for our shows. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And you know what? We only have 5 minutes to go over to the top of the hour, and we do have a goal.
Yeah, our goal is 25 gifts during this hour of the Larry Mueller Show. Your gift right now is so important. When you give, you support the Larry Mueller Show and all of the programs that you rely on every day.
Help us reach that goal, and thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We are bouncing all around the state across so many different pieces of uniqueness and interest all around Wisconsin in this conversation on the Larry Mueller Show. If you haven't learned anything in this program, then wow, maybe you should reach out to our guest and help write that second book, because we have covered so much already and there's more to come. It's this kind of conversation that you support when you give. When you give at WPR.org or use the phone and call 888-202-2552, you make this program and all of the others possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take just a few minutes out of your Tuesday and make your gift.
And today isn't just some normal old Tuesday. This is $10 Tuesday, as a matter of fact. So you can ask for that new WPR baseball cap that I am wearing right now. You won't get this one, but we'll send you another one. When you give $10 a month or more, it's a light green hat. People really seem to like it, and there's a lot of envy around the studios. I can tell you that because I've got this cheap, or not cheap, I've got this one that didn't actually work out exactly right. But you'll get one that is perfect.
Perfect.
When you give $10 or a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin public radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin public radio is my source for a better life.
go to WPR.org or you can call 888-202-2552 to make your donation during this fall member drive to make your life and the life of Wisconsinites better. I'm Keely Voltina, sitting next to Larry Mueller.
Who was looking at his Slack and not paying attention.
Oh, well, you know, it happens.
I was looking at messages and...
It's the beauty of live radio, Larry.
Why would I do that when we've got, this is really the time for you to contribute. If you haven't been thinking about it, it just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution, and I hope you make it now.
Yep, now is the time. Give while you're thinking about it. Don't put it on a to-do list. This is not something you're going to remember to take care of later. It's just how it goes. Take care of it right now while you're thinking about it. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's $10 Tuesday. We have that special offer of the cap. And I would also mention that when you get that cap, you know you're going to feel really good because you're going to be supporting the WPR programs that you value. And you can wear that stylish hat, you know, day in, day out. If I see you wearing one, I'll give you a little fist bump.
an extra bonus from Larry Mueller on this.
How do you do that? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Callan Hardy's going to be with us after this look at the news. But in the meantime, hey, use these few seconds. Give a call to 888-202-2552 or just go online to WPR.org and make your contribution. We'll be back right after this look at the news. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about the book Signs of Pride, Wisconsin Towns and Their Claims to Fame, with our author, Callan Hardy, a great guy, and with us for the rest of the show. Tell us your town's claim to fame. How accurate do you think it is? Why are you proud to live where you do? Give a call at 800-642-1 at WPR.org. And speaking of emails, Catherine, who's in Ironwood, Michigan, called but couldn't stay with us. She's wondering about what makes Hurley famous. And, of course, Ironwood, Michigan's not far from Hurley.
Yep, right across the border. So Hurley has the world's largest corkscrew. There's a liquor store there. And the owner of the liquor store built this corkscrew himself. It's this giant sculpture, basically. And so they claim that it's the world's largest corkscrew. In earlier days, Hurley was known for...
Other things,
shall we say. Some illicit activity and lots of speakeasies during Prohibition as well.
So that's one claim. Maggie from Middleton called, couldn't stay with us, but back in the 60s, Wabino was featured in Playboy magazine. And it was featured, the story shared how the city of Wabino listed going to the dump to watch bears as an activity to do while visiting.
That's really interesting. If I were visiting there and knew that was a thing, I would probably go.
I wonder if they actually promote that. That's an interesting one anyway. Manitowoc has two claims. I think they're the maritime capital of Wisconsin, and also the Sputnik crash site.
Yeah.
Which I was racking my brains to think about that one until I read what you had. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't remember it at all that it happened. But 2 years after Sputnik went up, debris came through the atmosphere, and a chunk of it landed right in the middle of a street in Manitowoc, right in front of the museum there. A couple policemen were walking by on their morning rounds, and they saw something in the street. It was embedded into the street. So they ended up pulling it out, but they put in a brass ring as a memorial to it. They had to turn it back to Russia.
I wondered if Russia wanted it back.
Yeah, by international law, they had to return it, but they studied it before they did, the U.S. government, not the policemen in Manitowoc. But yeah, they put that brass ring there. So now every year the museum does have a celebration about it, where they have people dress up in space costumes and things like that. It sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't been to it, but it sounds like it would be a hoot.
It does. And, of course, the maritime capital, you know, shipbuilders.
They built 28 submarines for World War II.
Yeah.
Four of them were lost. They built 30 steel ships for World War I. There's still a place there that builds yachts, expensive yachts for people. And they also still do a lot of repair work in their docks there as well on ships.
Another great place to visit. Chris Ann in Loyal, Wisconsin. We'll go to you. Hi, Chris Ann.
Hi, Larry. I'm just wondering if your author knows anything about Little Loyal, Wisconsin.
I did not find anything on Loyal. If you have information on some claim, I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
I would love to tell you. I think its claim to fame is its name itself. It was named Loyal because every eligible man signed up to serve in the Civil War.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What a wonderful story.
That is fascinating, and that will have to go into a second edition of this book.
Yeah, I am. Well, thanks, Chris Ann, because that's one that might not have made it to the second edition without Chris Ann.
Yeah, I might not have found that. I probably would not have.
That is very cool. Thank you so much, Chris Ann. Appreciate your call. We have, lots we can talk. We can go on forever here, but since I was born in Stoughton, Wisconsin, all those many years ago, I wanted to bring up Stoughton because they credit themselves with the invention of the coffee break.
Yep. They're not the only town that makes that claim. In fact, several of the claims in this book, there are towns in other parts of the country that make the same claim, and they all fight over it. But
those other places are all wrong, of course.
Well, of course, yeah. Actually, the one for Stoughton has good evidence that Stoughton would be the first one, because the others, their stories are at a later time. Stoughton's story is that the Scandinavian women who were working in some of the tobacco plants, they had to leave their children at home when they were there working. And they would often start dinner on the stove, but, you know, at low temperature or whatever. But they sort of demanded of the plant owners, you know, we can work for you, but in exchange for that, we need to be able to go home in the middle of the morning to check on the children and the cooking. And we also probably need to do that in the afternoon. So when they did that, they would also, you know, brew up some coffee and keep themselves going for the rest of the day.
It's a really cool story. And they're sitting to my celebration, of course, which is the Norwegian independence, I think it is.
Yep.
Actually, I have read somewhere they actually draw a larger crowd than happens in Norway.
Oh, that's not surprising. That's amazing. The coffee break thing was started on what is now Coffee Street as well.
Let's go to another town. Mosinee, it says it's the site of a communist takeover.
This is one of my favorite Wisconsin stories of all time. I first heard about Mosinee in college. One of my best friends was from there. And he told me this story, and it was just unbelievable to me. During the Red Scare era in the 50s, the local American Legion decided that it would be a cool idea to do a mock communist takeover of the town, just to show folks how horrible it would be to live under a communist dictatorship. So they organized this whole thing where they had, you know, they announced it in advance. It wasn't like people didn't know. It was like a large community-wide play, really. But they had the newspaper put out a special edition with new rules and regs for the town. They arrested the mayor and shot the police chief or something like that. Turned out, a couple days after this whole thing was over, the mayor and a minister who was arrested both died of heart failure.
Oh.
And a lot of people blamed it on this event happening. I don't know that there actually is a correlation, but that was a lot of the citizens thought it was because of all the excitement that they had to go through for this. In announcing it in advance, several real communists showed up in town the night before and distributed leaflets talking about it being a capitalist propaganda thing. So it's just sort of a very weird Wisconsin story.
Boy, is it ever. John in Conover has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, John.
Hey, Larry. Hey, I wanted to share with you guys, in 2006, I was with a U.S. Navy ship, the USS Selvor, and we were off the coast of Thailand, and they were able to identify the shipwreck spot of the USS or the submarine Lagardo, which was sunk during the World War II. And our divers went down, and they spent a couple days cutting nets off of the ship. But when they finally got to the capstone, they polished it up a bit, and they got a nice picture, and it said Manitowoc, Wisconsin. And it was a pretty exciting moment. And, you know, of course, the ship had been there since World War II, but we did go out and lay a wreath because it was a burial site, and it was a very interesting phenomenon.
Oh,
thank you for laying the wreath. That's fascinating. Thank you for sharing
that. John, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it very, very much. I don't know if it's a nice, it is a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that we lost the sub, but it's nice that it was found, and it's nice that it was then honored with a wreath. Yeah.
And speaking of Oconto, by the way, it's the unofficial walleye capital of the world. And the home of America's first Christian Science church.
Well, there's another claim to fame. Well, and then we've got Janesville, and I've been here to this place. It's the claim to fame in the home of the only place, private residence in Wisconsin where Abraham Lincoln slept.
Yep. It's open to the public. You can tour it. And the reason I say it's the only private residence is because Lincoln fought in the Black Hawk War in the early 1830s, so he would have slept in tents at campsites during that war. So it's the only private residence where he slept. He was giving speeches in Milwaukee and Beloit, and the owner of the house, Mr. Tallman, invited him to stay with him. So Lincoln accepted that, and then he added another speech in Janesville the following day, sort of as a thank you, I guess, and being as he was there. I've not been to the house. I've heard it's just stunning.
It's stunning, and go at Christmas time. The Tallman House we visited last Christmas season, and there are like 75 Christmas trees or something like that throughout the house. And you can do a little tour, and they have, you can hot ciders and all this sort of thing, and something a little stronger if you want it. But you tour all levels of the house, and it's really a fascinating experience. And then when you get to the bedroom where Lincoln slept, and the person said, "Well, this is the actual mattress that Lincoln used," and of course I sat on it, and they said, "You're not supposed to sit on it." I'm sorry, but now my claim to fame is that I sat on the same mattress that Abraham Lincoln slept on.
Good for you. That's amazing.
So the Tallman House, really, it's quite nice, and I was with friends, and we went to the Tallman House, and then we went to the Rotary Gardens in Janesville because they have their Christmas lights display, and that's a good combination. I can tell
like
you,
that.
it was really, really a lot of fun. Well, we've got so many others that we could talk about here. Beloit, did we talk about Beloit yet?
Not yet.
That's the three claims to fame. I think it was...
Right.
Gateway to Wisconsin, home of America's first angel museum.
Yep.
And home of the world's largest chili can. Right. Now, there's a combination for you.
The chili can's my favorite, I think. that's at the Hormel plant.
Yes.
So they painted one of the, I think it's a 5,000 or 6,000 gallon tank with a picture of the can chili with beans is the one. You can see it from the interstate. It is, on private property, because it's company owned. But as you're driving by in the interstate, you can see it. The Angel Museum doesn't exist anymore, but they had thousands upon thousands of angel figurines. 600 of them were donated by Oprah Winfrey for a Black Angel collection. Her fans had been sending them to her over the years, and so she donated them for that museum. I'm not sure what happened to them after the museum closed, but and then they had thousands of other angels on display there as well. And, of course, it's the gateway to Wisconsin because it's right on the border. South Beloit's across the border in Illinois.
Well, this is there are so many other stories that we haven't covered today, Callan, but it's been a real pleasure talking with you, and I really enjoy the book. And I've been to many of those cities and towns, and it's fun to relive kind of the experiences, and really a fun book. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. And if I could just mention callanhardy.com for anybody who's interested.
And it's C-A-L-L-E-N, right? Callan Harty, H-A-R-T-Y.
Yes.
So callanhardy.com.
.com.
Callan, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Been a real pleasure for me. And I think as well for Keely Baltina, who's back with me. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like the author, our Wisconsin author, Callan Harty. We really do work on Wisconsin authors as much as we can because we love to bring them to you. Your support makes this happen because listener support's our largest source of funding. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I suppose we went through a goal earlier for an hour, but now we're in another hour.
Absolutely, because we set up these goals per hour to give us kind of a gauge of how well we're doing when it comes to overall momentum in our member drive. So our goal by 1 o'clock is to get 25 gifts. This goal set up to make sure we're in a good position to pay for the Larry Mueller Show and all of the shows in the months to come.
And let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time, and let's start with yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you might not have a life coach or a personal trainer or somebody who can walk you through all of the ways that tiny and big communities across Wisconsin claim that they are the best or the first at something specific. That's okay if you don't have those folks on speed dial. When you listen to WPR, you get that kind of advice and conversation from all kinds of experts. And it's fair to think, at what cost to you? You choose. WPR is your source for helpful information. People who can't afford it benefit from those who are willing to support WPR. So give now at an amount that works for you. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And it's $10 Tuesday, so you can support the WPR programs with a gift of $10 a month or more and score the new WPR baseball cap being modeled currently by none other than me, Larry Mueller.
you're so haughty about that, Larry. You're just very proud of the fact that you're sporting it today.
I get it. I'm a source of envy by everybody who works here.
You really are. Let me describe it, Larry. It's a retro radio design right in the middle with a half circle, an arch of Wisconsin Public Radio written around it. Nice earth tones both in the embroidery and in the light green cap. It really suits your skin tone. It suits any outfit that you might choose, Larry Mueller. And I think that would apply to anybody who donates too.
I agree with you. And this is a special offer and it's only today. So make your gift of $10 a month and now ask for your baseball cap at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This is such a great example of how every time you listen to WPR, you learn something new. Sometimes it's the news of the day or a personal anecdote, history or pop culture. I mean, there's always something that is going to spark your interest.
And Jill Nadeau just reminded me that Watertown is the home of America's first kindergarten.
Well.
And you can visit it at the Octagon House Museum. So see, there's something you didn't know. Yeah. You may not have known, but now here you've learned it right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Oh, man. You know, I hope that listening to WPR reminds you that life's fascinating and learning makes it richer. That engagement you feel when you listen, that's, I think, is worth your support. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We've all been there at some point. You might think, well, you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is already doing that. We don't really need you. Well, have I got news for you. WPR has been around for years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
And now it's time for you to make that decision. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month. You choose what works best for you. Just give now at It's Time at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
What are the qualities of a good friend?
A good friend is always there for you.
Good friends are dependable, honest. They tell good stories. They're a lot of fun.
A good friend is someone that you can learn from, that you can rely on, that's consistent, brings you joy, a partner in your life.
A good friend is reliable and always there for you. They push you and try and help you grow. They don't just tell you what you want to hear, but they tell you what you need to hear.
Someone who takes an interest in you, asks you questions, good listener, reliable, supportive.
A good friend is going to keep you company when you really need it, introduce you to new ideas, new music, recommend books to read.
Trustworthiness, always being available when needed, reliability.
Just like you can count on a dear friend, you can count on Wisconsin Public Radio for trustworthy news, engaging stories, and high-quality entertainment. And like any good friendship, WPR relies on you in return. Your financial support makes the essential service you trust and value possible. Your gift now really makes a difference. Here's how to give.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. The WPR programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support and your contribution of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it makes a big difference.
It absolutely does. And giving to WPR is easy. You can certainly fit it into your day right now. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount you want to give, and how you want to pay.
Just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution to WPR, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our goal during this hour on WPR is 25 gifts. This goal is important. We set these goals to make sure we have the funding we need for the programs that you rely on, programs like The Larry Mueller Show right now, like Chapter a Day, which is coming up next. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was talking with Jill Nadeau this morning about our team here for the Larry Mueller Show. We have a great group of people who love doing their job, and we love hearing from you. You are a big part of our show because of your calls and questions and comments. I hope you'll take a minute now and make a contribution. Go to ideas@wpr.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Thank you so much. And please stay with us. Lots more in store. I'm Larry Mueller with Keely Baltina.